Critics slam PJM's NOPR alternative as windfall, written by Rich Hydorn Jr. and read by an automated voice. By Rich Hydorn Jr. No commenter delivered a more damning takedown of Energy Secretary Rick Perry's call for out-of-market compensation for nuclear and coal generators last week than PJM. PJM said the Department of Energy's notice of proposed rulemaking makes, and quote, a sweeping and unsupported conclusion that, solely in regions with capacity and energy markets, certain units, regardless of their location, performance history, or competitiveness, deserve full cost recovery through out-of-market mechanisms and quote. But the Independent Market Monitor and other critics say the alternative PJM proposed in its filing would also be expensive and also undermine the RTO's markets. Where Murray Energy and its customer First Energy appear to have influenced DOE's call to aid coal, the monitor suggests that PJM is acting in the interest of Exelon, which would be the biggest winner from a boost to nuclear plants. Ought and amp copy, RTO Insider. In an interview Thursday at the Markets and Reliability Committee meeting, PJM CEO Andy Ott said the RTO's proposal will ensure LMPs and quat reflect which units are actually operational and quat, but is and quat not going to benefit specific fuel types. And quat. In his comments on the NOPR, however, Monitor Joe Boring said that PJM's proposal appears and quat to reflect a desire to administratively alter the markets to favor nuclear and coal-fired generation. And quat, those generation types would receive a and quat disproportionately large increase in revenues, and quat, he wrote. Price Formation Report. PJM's proposal, which would allow less flexible, traditionally baseload units to set LMPs, was first outlined in its June report, and quat, energy price formation and valuing flexibility. And quat. In quat, the PJM report claims that baseload nuclear and coal generation is undervalued in the market, that negative energy market offers have a pernicious effect in hastening the retirement of baseload generation, and that an increasing reliance on capacity market revenues, rather than energy market revenues, results in a bias in the markets, and quat, the monitor wrote. And quat, the PJM report, provides no evidence supporting these claims. And quat. The monitor is not alone in his suspicions of PJM. In quat, the real issue is not necessarily the proposed DOE rule, but what the RTOs like PJM will propose in its place. In quat, Tyson Slocum, director of Public Citizens Energy Program and a harsh critic of the RTO rulemaking process, said in an email. In quat, FERC will be far more inclined to endorse whatever the RTOs put forward. What PJM is saying here is that they are not opposed to coal/nuclear bailouts, AS long, as the bailouts are conducted through the RTO's market rules. While everyone is distracted by the shiny DOE cost of service proposal, we cannot simply focus only on the DOE proposal, but what is coming next. And quat. That is why, Slocum added, Dynegy and NRG Energy filed comments opposing the NOPR, even though they acknowledged they would benefit from it. And quat, they love their odds of getting a market-based bailout through MISO and PJM. And quat. John P. Hughes, CEO of the Electricity Consumers Resource Council, or ELCON, said PJM's June proposal is in quat, simply an unsubstantiated directive to subsidize coal and nuclear plants with no consideration of the impact of the out-of-market costs on load. The one-price-clears-all nature of the market design also means that this gimmick will create a windfall for all generators that are dispatched. PJM is behaving as if it were captured by Exelon. PJM should be moving in the direction of improving market operation and price formation, not against it. And quat. PJM included in its filing a letter from Harvard economist William Hogan, endorsing what he called PJM's plan to, and quat, ensure that the incremental cost of serving load is reflected in LMP. And quat, Hogan said it was, and quat, an appropriate step forward in price formation. And quat, he added, however, and quat, I do not expect it likely to produce a dramatic change or have as significant an impact as improved scarcity pricing. End quote. Consultant James Wilson, who often represents state consumer advocates in PJM, said in an email that it was, end quote, notable that Prof. Hogan does not support PJM's proposal as described in the June white paper. While he supports some things discussed with PJM verbally, he does not mention or cite to the white paper. End quote. The Electric Power Supply Association, or EPSA, told RTO Insider it is encouraged by PJM's proposal and is hopeful it will be considered on an accelerated time schedule. End quote. 3-month compliance process. The RTO said the DOE NOPR incorrectly identifies a perceived problem and its cause, and seeks to impose a remedy that is not supported by the reliability and resilience concerns it claims to address. End quote. But while it was dismissive of the NOPR, PJM acknowledged it is behind other RTOs in adopting rule changes to improve price formation. It asked FERC to set a deadline for each RTO/ISO to identify and quote whether changes in the resource mix have created issues in their respective regions that are currently not addressed in the market and quote, and propose solutions and quote within a commission-specified deadline that is in the near term. End quote. Asked to define and quote near term and quote, Ott said and quote, we're thinking 3 months would be appropriate. End quote. If FERC agrees to PJM's request, said Ott and quote, we'd still have time to talk about it, but it wouldn't be the traditional issue charge type and quote, stakeholder process. It would likely be filed by the PJM Board of Managers under Section 206, he said. Exelon's role. Ott said PJM's proposal and quote, is very consistent and quote, with FERC's price formation docket and fast start NOPR, but that the problem is manifested differently in PJM, which has fewer fast start units and more large gas combined cycle units. And quote, all we're saying is it's a bigger problem than just a few units, it's not just fast start units. It's these others, and quote, he said. In its written comments, the monitor suggested PJM is following the talking points of Exelon, noting the company is the RTO's and quote, largest participant. End quote. Boring and AMP copy, RTO Insider. Boring said the proposal to extend the fast start NOPR's pricing concept to all resources and quote was not proposed by PJM in docket RM17-3, but was included in Exelon's comments in the docket. End quote. The monitor said that while PJM and quote held no open stakeholder discussion of the proposals in the report, and quote, Exelon discussed the RTO's June report in its second quarter earnings call. During the call, Joseph Domings, Executive Vice President of Governmental and Regulatory Affairs, said the company would, in quote, push very hard, in quote, to make sure that PJM would propose its pricing reforms to the Commission for implementation by summer 2018. Boring said this, in quote, aggressive timeline, would not likely be met for a significant market pricing proposal through the PJM stakeholder process. End quote. PJM did not respond to a request for comment regarding Exelon's involvement. An Exelon spokesperson responded, and quote, dozens of entities including the U.S., Department of Energy, Edison Electric Institute, EPSA, PJM, Dr. Bill Hogan, and PJM states have similarly concluded that PJM's energy market rules are flawed and reforms are needed to preserve critical resources for our customers. We will address in our reply comments a number of factual and analytical errors in the IMM's filing. End quote. The monitor said FERC should allow the regular stakeholder process and not rush to approve PJM's proposal. End quote. The PJM report's proposal, which would impose significant costs on customers to the benefit of the owners of nuclear and coal-fired generation, is not the result of the process designed to support independent, deliberate decision-making. End quote, he wrote. Extended LMP. PJM told FERC it is, end quote, actively exploring, end quote, the extended LMP method, which would bifurcate its security-constrained economic dispatch into separate dispatch and pricing runs, as is already done in MISO, ISO New England and New York ISO. PJM says its flat supply curve has diminished generators' incentives to follow dispatch instructions. PJM. In quote, under our proposal, the flexibility would be called a separate product, and then you would have the supply-demand balance actually set the price, end quote, Ott explained. In quote, under that scenario, the price of electricity would more reflect which units are actually operational. So it's not going to benefit specific fuel types. But what it would say is the units that are actually running today, every day, and we have to have them, the pricing would reflect the fact that they are on. In Quat today, for example, we may have a $30 unit running, but the price is $27. So the unit that's $30 would get the $3 through uplift. If the price actually reflected that it was on, the forward prices would pick that up, and it would be more economic. End quote. While coal plants cannot toggle on and off like modern gas-fired plants, Ott said they are flexible within their minimum and maximum outputs. End quote. The challenge today is many of the gas units' production costs are below all the coal, end quote, he said. End quote. So the coal tends to sit at minimum. End quote. PJM said improved price formation and quat may help to ensure an appropriate mix of resources that can meet future grid demands and have clear incentives to follow dispatch instructions. End quat. Impact on incentives. Ott said the only incentive for generators to offer load-following flexibility is the ability to set LMPs. But PJM says the incentive has diminished because its supply curve has become too flat, particularly between 120,000 megawatts and 150,000 megawatts, where load typically peaks in summer and winter because of, in quote, the competitive economics of combined cycle gas turbines, assisted by low-cost shale gas and increasing renewables with zero fuel costs. End quote. PJM's winter capacity mix is less dependent on natural gas and more reliant on coal and nuclear than almost all other NERC regions in the continental U.S., PJM. In quat, when resources are all within the same 50-cent part of the curve, it's like, what do I care, and quat, Ott said. In quat, so a gas resource is sitting here saying, if I'm going to be flexible, I have to buy a flexible fuel contract that will cost me more money. I've got to spend more money on maintenance, and I'm not going to do that for 20 cents. That's the reality we're facing. End quat. The monitor contends, however, that separating the real-time 5-minute energy price from the 5-minute energy dispatch instructions would eliminate the incentive for marginal units to follow the dispatch instruction. In quat, the result would undermine PJM's control of the system and further increase the cost of serving load. In quat, he said. Higher LMPs, more uplift. Ott said the changes PJM has proposed will increase energy prices while reducing uplift and capacity prices. But he said he couldn't say how it would affect the total cost to ratepayers or whether it would increase overall coal and nuclear revenues because the RTO hasn't yet run any simulations. And quote, obviously, under our proposal, electricity prices would go up. We're pretty sure of that. As far as the magnitude, I think I'd rather wait until we see the proposal. End quote. The monitor said, however, the PJM proposal to allow less flexible units to set price would result in higher LMPs and new uplift payments, raising, in quote, the cost to consumers of serving the same load in each market interval with no counteracting decrease to production costs. End quote. In quote, the proposed pricing solution would raise the price to that of any inflexible unit that would provide the marginal megawatt hour as if it were willing and able to change its output level, which it is not. The pricing solution is a fictitious solution that produces higher prices that are not consistent with the efficient dispatch of the market, and quat, he said. Jennifer Chen, an attorney for the Natural Resources Defense Council's Sustainable FERC project, cited an estimate that including no load and startup costs of inflexible units in LMPs would boost energy market prices by 10 to 15%. Boring said Monday that would put the cost of PJM's proposal at $3 billion annually, equivalent to paying 25% of the plant's current replacement value. Better options. The monitor said it has discussed with RTO officials energy market price formation improvements that would not interfere with competitive outcomes. In quat improvements to better reflect local scarcity due to transmission constraints, system scarcity, and necessary reserves in prices would direct greater market value to the specific resources that support reliability. Some of these changes are already underway in the PJM stakeholder process, while others have made less progress, and quat, the monitor said. PJM says the replacement of old coal units with new gas generation is improving, not harming reliability, as illustrated by its declining EFORD. PJM. The monitor said it agrees with PJM on a need to consider changes to the operating reserve demand curves. The RTO said it is conducting the first broad review of its ORDCs since it implemented shortage pricing in 2012. The ORDCs are based on the largest unit operating on the system. In quat, as such, they do not accurately reflect the value of excess reserves on the system in a manner consistent with the reliability value of those reserves, and quat, PJM said. In quat, when we developed the N1 criteria, we were looking at storm-related outages and equipment failures, and quat, Ott said. With the added concern of terrorist attacks on infrastructure, he said, the RTO is evaluating what areas of the grid are vulnerable. For example, Ott noted, NERC's Critical Infrastructure Protection Standard requires expenditures to protect substations designated as critical. And quat, is there some criteria you can put around that to say we should be protecting against those types of risk? And quat, Ott said, adding in quat, realizing that, of course, you can't protect every piece of equipment. And quat. Could that mean contingencies based on large gas pipelines that supply multiple generators? In quat, there's a lot of discussion that has to occur before we get to that point. In quat, Ott said. Shortage pricing. PJM said it also will propose new shortage pricing rules that would, in quat, incentivize appropriate behavior and could mitigate operational reliability concerns. In quat. The RTO currently institutes shortage pricing if its system is short of 10-minute reserves, and quat, which from a reliability perspective would constitute a grave operating condition, and quat, it wrote in its NOPR response. In quat, modeling and invoking shortage pricing for longer-term reserve products, such as 30-minute reserves, would provide better incentives and information to the market regarding potentially severe operating conditions by escalating energy and reserve prices earlier and incentivizing behavior that would ameliorate the condition, and quat, PJM said. ERS problems. Ott said PJM does not have a lack of, in quat, essential reliability services, in quat, as defined by NERC. In quat, the issue is not that we don't have enough of resources that can provide these services. The concern that we have is that we're not paying for them, and quat, he said. While PJM has a compensation scheme for some ERS such as Black Start, and quat, we don't pay for inertia. We don't pay for voltage control, things like this, and quat, Ott said. And quat, we don't have a problem with them today, but we aren't paying for them. So we need to look at, if we continue to not pay for them, whether they're going to go away. And quat. Ott rejected the notion that its proposals are designed to benefit the same uneconomic resources as the DOE NOPR. And quat, what we're saying is the price of electricity has to reflect the units that are actually running to serve load. It should be no more, it should be no less. We're not saying anything about what fuel types, and quat, Ott said. In quat, there are a significant number of times when we have resources operating, and the market price doesn't reflect the fact that the resource is operating. Whether the resource is coal, nuclear, or gas, that's wrong in my opinion. And quat. Reaction to PJM price formation proposal. RTO Insider invited numerous interest groups to comment on PJM's proposed price formation proposal. Below is a summary of their responses. John Shelk, CEO, Electric Power Supply Association. EPSA welcomes and supports PJM's leadership and active pursuit of further market reforms that are needed in light of continued major changes in the region's resource mix. The specific issues outlined in PJM's recent DOE NOPR comments at FERC should be further developed and filed at FERC as soon as possible so that implementation of approved reforms occurs in 2018. Pat Jagshiani, Executive Vice President, Natural Gas Supply Association. NGSA is supportive of proposals that provide clear, competitive market signals in a fuel-neutral manner, and we agree that it should be RTOs working with their stakeholder to achieve the best path forward. With that said, we haven't seen enough detail around PJM's proposal to provide a detailed comment on their proposal. We do wholeheartedly agree with PJM's statements that put natural gas' excellent record of reliability on the record. Todd Foley, Senior Vice President of Policy and AMPAMP, Government Affairs, American Council on Renewable Energy, or ACORE. ECORE agrees with PJM's comments on the importance of relying on competitive markets and regional flexibility to ensure system reliability, resilience, and lowest possible electricity costs for consumers. We believe that FERC, working with PJM, other organized markets and stakeholders, should establish objective market-based criteria in price formation to reward system flexibility. We need to see how PJM's proposals reward system flexibility, since that is what is needed for grid modernization and managing higher penetrations of renewable resources. Amy Farrell, Senior Vice President of Government and Public Affairs, American Wind Energy Association. Grid reliability and performance have gone up, all while wholesale electricity prices have gone down, because PJM markets allow uneconomic inflexible units to retire and be replaced by new, efficient and flexible units capable of responding to market signals. Let's not try to solve a problem of low-cost electricity. The PJM proposal is still being developed, so we don't have a final position on it yet. However, if PJM divorces payment from performance, ultimately keeping less efficient units online, that could distort the market in the long run. More market-friendly approaches exist. For example, MISO and other market grid operators have improved efficiency and minimized out-of-market payments by incorporating startup and no-load costs into market prices. Jennifer Chen, attorney, Natural Resources Defense Council's Sustainable FERC Project. While we may be able to support shortage pricing and ORDC revisions, PJM's proposal to allow inflexible resources to set LMP raises both process and substantive concerns. From a process perspective, PJM has been working on its inflexible unit pricing proposal without input from the stakeholder body for some time now, and we still do not know the details of it. Yet PJM, in its RM18-1 comments, asked FERC for immediate action and appears to be seeking a near-term deadline to implement its proposal. Reliability isn't a justification, and PJM didn't invoke it. In fact, PJM has more than enough resources available, with reserve margins hovering around 29% this past summer, and the last base residual auction clearing a reserve margin of 23.9%. FERC directive on any of these potential reforms would be inappropriate at this point. We also have concerns about the substance of the PJM proposal based on what's known about it. Artificially inflating prices will attract new supply, which would in turn lower energy market prices, defeating an apparent purpose of the proposal to put more money into the energy market. If anything, PJM should act to reduce its oversupply, which would better achieve what PJM set out to do with its price formation proposal. Tyson Slocum, Director of Public Citizens Energy Program. RTO's constant rejiggering of their capacity markets to accommodate the needs of their powerful members to earn more money for their aging power plants isn't any better just because they dress up their bailouts in difficult-to-understand pseudo-economic jargon. So it will be no celebration for consumers if the DOE cost of service remedy is simply substituted by an RTO capacity auction redesign that falsely calls itself as a more palatable and market solution.